We are learning Masechtas Shuas, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. We are starting the last few words of Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. And we just learned in the Braisa, comes out, there's two halachas in this Braisa. Halacha number one is that if someone has Ha'avah from before Shvius, and then Shvius came and was Meshamet it, and then after Shvius, after Shemitah, he made a Shutvis. So even though by a Shutvis you can make the other guy swear, and you want to make Gilgul Shvuah, here it's not a get to make Gilgul Shvuah because the Chayiv is not here anymore because the Shemitah knocked it off. But it's Mashma that if it was other years when the Chayiv stayed, you can make a Gilgul Shvuah from the Darabanan Gilgul Shvuah of Shutta Fa'aras, which is only a Mechiv Darabanan. From that Chiv Darabanan, I could extend it to other things. There's Gilgul Shvuah by Darabanans. There was another halacha that if someone had a Shutvis from before Shemitah and then after Shemitah he had a Chayiv, which was a Chayiv of Shvuah, he can make Gilgul Shvuah on the Shutvis. I went through Shemitah. Shemitah is not knock over Shutvis. That's the bottom line, that Shemitah is not knock over Shutvis. Now up to the Gemara on bottom of the Amid, Omer Rav Huna. Omer Rav Huna, L'chol Megalglim, on top of the Tess Amid Al. L'chol Megalglim, which means, Ayidei Kol Shvuah Derabana Megalglim. That means, you can Megalgl from any Shvuah Derabana, you can Megalgl to a different thing. You have a different thing you want the guy to swear about, you have a different argument with him, a different time in it, you can Megalgl from the Shvuah Derabana. Besides for the shua that we make a socher makes, that we make a socher do. What's a socher? He's a worker who works for his boss, and he claims the boss didn't pay him yet. The boss says, I paid you. The halacha is the socher makes a shua and he takes his wages. And the Gemara said before that really there's a reason to say that the Baal Bais forgot that if he paid it now because he's so busy with his payalov. So really the socher wouldn't have to make a shua. But we make a shvuah lahafiz daitoy shel baal habayis. Since that shvuah is not a real chi of shvuah, even with the rabbanon, it's a shvuah just to make the baal habayis happy. Therefore, you cannot make gilgul shvuah from that shvuah. So chutz misachir, shei megalglim. The teveya, the baal habayis, the baal habayis will make a shvuah. On something else, he has a teveya about something else. He has a different fight with him, about a different argument. So he wants to make him a gilgul shvuah. He can't.
He wants, but
he's mighty. The guy is chayav shua, so he might even gilgul shua. That'll be the question. Teretz is you can make a gilgul shua and shua as an item. Rav Chista Amar, the exact same thing he says. L'chol ein makilim by every single chayav shua, we're not makel not to do gilgul. Chutz mesachir the makilim by sachir, we allow you not to megalgul shua. We allow the sachir to say no, I'm not making another shua. So it's the same thing really. So my benai, what's the difference between Tuman and Yomrim? The nafkamina is, do we tell him to do Gilgul Shvuah? That means like this, that if the Teveya was not Teveya, not a Shvuah, so there, Bezdin will say, you know, you want to make any Gilgul Shvuah? That's according to Rav Huna. Rav Chista says, there's no such thing. It means like this, Chol Ein Makilim, if the Teveya asks for another Shvuah, we're not make on him. Chutz Mesachet Makilim, that's the difference in the Lashon. They're both saying the same thing, but Rav Huna, Bezin recommends the Gilgul Shvuah. Fear of Chista, only if the Teveya asks for another Shvuah, for something else, then we list them. So that's what Chista says. The Chol Ein Makil. We're not making on the guy who's Chayav Shvuah, we make him say all the Shvuahs. Chutz Besachet the Makilim. So Nafkabim Tin, Rav Huna Rav Chista is, Ika Benayil Ftayach Loi, if Bezin gets involved or not. Lastly, we learned in the Mishnah about Shvius Meshametas, that Shvius knocks off a shvuah. Menor alimili. How do we know? Omrav gid omrav. Omar krov. Pasuk says about shmita is v'zed var hashmita v'afilu dibur meshametes. Even the dibur we knock off. Even a dibur we knock off. Not only do we knock off a chayiv, we even knock off a dibur which is a shvuah. Now, what exactly is the case of shvius meshametes a shvuah? So let's set up the case and see what was going on here. The case was that Reuven lent money to Shimon. And Reuven comes to Shimon and says, where's my money? And Shimon says, I paid up half, the other half I owe. That was the story. And then we came to Shemitah. See, he's chayav shua. That he paid up, he's chayav shua on that. He's money owes 500, but he paid up the other 500. He's chayav shua on that. Then Shemitah came. So we say, Shemitah knocks off the shua. That's what it says in the that's Pashas the case. Frank Duran, the Alechayro, what's the chiddush over here? What's the shiloh about the chiddush about the shua? The Ran asks. I read the lesson of Ran. The Ran says, "Vikla meidach shuas may the mixas the malva pshita kimin the mamin in kan shua in kan." He asks that like there's no money to owe anymore. So what's the point of the shua? About is no shua. You don't owe any money. She says nearly that here He was hoida mixas or kafa mixas. So he says like this, v'oisa mixas shakafa boy, what's the shua on? The part that you were kaifer. So he says, ein shvius mishman tasai, shakal mom and shakafa boy karmish shvius. He says, first of all, chiddush, just like this, that money you are kaifer, there's no shmitah. Shtam, a big yisai from the Yashami. If someone comes up to the guy before shmitah, says, you owe me $1,000, I do not owe you a penny. And then after shmitah, he feels bad. He says, you know what, I really do owe you money. You know what lach is? He owes the money. Because no, Shemitah is not Meshamet on something that he denies. So he says, huh? That's like an Avah, he denied it. So here, he denied that half. So he says, what's the Chiddush then? What's the Chiddush that you're not Chayav Shua? Saying here, the Kaifah Kail here. So the Chayra, what's the case over here? What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Pashut. Because here, there is a Chayv. That half a Chayv is a Chayv. So therefore, he would have to make a Shua. So then he says, so why Taka does it come off? What's Taka Pshat that the Shua comes off Taka? Well, what's Taka type of thing? So he says, very Shmaka Pshat. He says, because the Moide of a Mixas falls off. The part that he Moide owed 500, that he was Moide. That Shemitah knocked off. So the reason why you're not having a Shua anymore is because you don't have Moide Mixas anymore. You knocked off the Maida. That's the Ran says. He says, "Kamashwan the Shvius b'Shemeta Shvuazu Kiven the Shmita Oisem Mixas Shoyda by Nimtza She'ine Ela Koyfar Bakoyel V'Afa Shvuah Shabo Machmas Oisem Mixas Shoyda Nishmata Kiven Shamam Nishmat Afa Dibes Shvuah." That's what he says. The pella on this Ran is a few kashes. I'm the Mechas Chinuch. One of the kashes are that Nim came. What are you a pasuk for? The Gemara says a pasuk. If it's so simple that the Shmita knocks off the Maida Mixas, so what do you need the Pasuk for? That's one kash. Another kash is that Moida Mixas, the reason why he makes Meshua is not because of the Haida is just a Siba, a Simen, that he's lying. That he really wants to be Kaif Koil, but he can't. And he says this, he really wants to be Moida, the whole thing is Mishtamit. So what does it do if you have the Moida Mixas or not? If that fell off or not, it's the Simen, it's the Siba, not what you're saying. That's the two kashes of the Achrayim, Mechas Chinuch. I am Chaim Kievsky in Derech Emunah, that says the Teretz. It basically wants to answer that the Ran is saying one kasha answered all the kasha. That really, even though there's no chayv here, but you should be chayv a shvua because of the reason. And that we have the pasuk that knocks it off that says there's no shvua. Ayin sham hadron alach perakol neshbaim beli neda. New perak, and Yad Hashem will finish the whole perak today. Most of it is a mishnah. Zok the mishnah. Now, everyone knows about the four shayimim. That's what it starts off with. But another yisoid you have to keep in mind when it comes to this mishnah is like this. We had it already before, something called shvuas hapikadon. What's a shvuas hapikadon? That someone goes over to a fellow and says, where's my pikadon that I gave you? Where's my thing I gave you for safekeeping? The guy says, I don't have it. And he denies it. And I'm not chayv. I never took it. The halacha is, if afterwards he's moida and he says, no, I did take it, he's chayv a carbon, or he's chayv a chaymish and an asham. It's called shvuas hapikadon. So, when he chayav shvuas hapikadon, only when you deny money. But let's say you agree you owe money, but you say it had a heart attack, and really it was stolen. But you agree you owe money. Let's say you're a shoyl, right? And you say it had a heart attack, and I'm chayav. But really, you find out it was stolen. Are you chayav? And you made a shvuah. Are you chayav a carbon? No, you're not chayav a carbon. You know why? I never denied money. I just said something else happened. You're not chayav a carbon for that shvuah. Just keep that yisoid in mind, that shvuas hapikadon is only if you deny money. Now let's see the Mishnah. Abar shayim, there's four types of shayim. Shayim chinam, that's someone who watches for free. Vashoyel, someone who borrows something. That's yisachos, someone who gets paid for safekeeping. Vashoycher, someone who rents. What's the halacha? Shayim chinam nishba akol. Shayim chinam is part of everything besides for pshia. And he makes a shua, he was not pesheya, and he's part on everything. Vashel mashal mazakel, Ashel pays everything, besides for mesa machmas malacha, which means he's allowed to work it, because that's what he borrowed it for. But he's chayav for all things that happened, even ointzin. No, you say socha v'hasoicher nishbam ala shvura. If it gets a broken bone v'ala shavuya, someone captures it v'ala meisa, if it drops dead, that's already considered oinus. Umeshamim has to pay for es aveda v'sagneva. He has to pay for gneva aveda. He has to pay for that. That was the klolim of the different shomrim. Now the Gemara goes into cases. The Mishnah rather goes into cases. Omar l'shem echinam. You go over to l'shem echinam and says, "Hey, can show you, where's my shar?" Amaloi tells you mace, it died. And really, the truth is, it didn't really drop dead. It really, v'hush nishbar, it really got broken, or nishbar got captured, or nignav got stolen, or avad got lost. Or the case was, nishbar, he says, it got nishbar, it broke. V'hush mace, and the truth was it died. Oy nishba, or got captured, or nignav, or got stolen, or avar, got lost. Or he tied his nishba. He tied his, it got, when you go up to him, he said, where's my thing? He said, it got captured. And it wasn't true. But who shemeis, it died, or nishbar, or broke, or nignav, or got stolen, or avad, or got lost. Or the case was nignav. You told him that he said it was stolen. Who shemeis, a nishbar, or nishba, or avad. Or he says, avad, it was lost. Who shemeis, it really died, or nishbar, or nishba, or nignav. All these cases, he's saying one thing, but truth is something else happened. But either way, it's potter. So he said, "Mesveyachani, I'm swearing, making you swear that I was stolen." He says, "Yeah, Mesveyachani, I'm a main. The law is you are potter from a shuas, from a carbon apikadon, carbon shuas of apikadon. Why? Because you agree, you anyway were potter. This question, what happened? That's not a shuas of apikadon. You're not saying that I'm. Either way, you're potter." You said this happened, and remember, Hashem Echidim was part of Gnev Aveda. So it makes a difference. You're right, he said it was stolen, and really it was captured, and something else happened. But since he was not denied, his Shvuah did not cause a Ptur moment, it wouldn't part the moment anyway, for the truth, therefore you're part of. Well, what about this story? Heichan Shar, you go to Hashem Echidim, where's my Shar? I'm like, any day I'm out of the Sach. I don't know, I don't ever met you, I don't know who your Shar is. I have no idea. And the truth is, who's Shemes? Oy nishbar, oy nishba. It was either dropped dead or got captured. Oy nignav avad. Mashbiachani says, "I swear, I don't know what you're talking about." Va'ama amen. And he says, "Make a swear, you know what you're talking about." Amen. He says, "Amen." You're potter again. You're potter here. Why? Because the truth is, he was talking potter. He was claiming he never heard, never knew about it. Well, Maisa, the truth is, he was potter. Let's say the story goes like this: if Heichan Shairi asks where's the shar, amalei avad. He says it was lost. Mashbiachani, v'amamein. Yes, I'm swearing it was lost. Then the Edom say that he ate it. Oh, now already, he really was chayv money, denying there was chayv money. And Edom come and say that he ate it. Masham said, "Karen, you pay Karen." Hoydom atzmai, where he's made himself. Masham Karen chaymesh v'asham. He pays the Karen and a chaymesh and a asham when he's made himself. Now. He, even though there was Edom ready, but now once he's Maida, then he brings the carbon. This was why we had it in Parashas Nosai. We had the Parasha of the Pshuas Pekadon again after the Karashas. Why? It teaches two things. First of all, about a ger, and also about how you do. The only time you bring a carbon is only if you're Maida. You have to shove me the yossi. You have to do tshuva. So here he's Maida. You know what? I lied. So in here he's taka denying money. So Masham Karen Chaimish Vasham. Huh? This is Ovad, because here he was tiny Ovad. Only Chayev Kefil by Toyin Tanas Ganev, not by Toyin Tanas Ovad. That's the Gemara in Bar Metzia learns.
Why is it
Beknas? Don't say Beknas. No, yeah, that's the din. Oh, that's the Torah says. The Torah says that you pay by Shuvas B'Kod, and if you lie, you pay Karim Chaimish. And also. Well, first of all, the Chaimish don't do a Knas. It's not a Moedah B'Knas. The Karim Chaimish is no Knas. Knas is a Kefil. Chaimish is the din of when you bring a carbon, bring a carbon chaimish. So, but that's tainus tainus avad. What about the opposite case? Not opposite, a different case. This is the case you were talking about. Okay, heichan shayrei with my shav only nignav got stolen. Mashbiachani, he says, you know, make you make a shuah. Vama amen. Ve'edim idon shigam. Ve'edim say they stole it. Mashalam shumay kefil. You pay kefil here. Here you pay kefil because here you just taka stole it. And if you ask me why by tainus tainus avad is there no kefil, teretz is tainus tainus ganav is a chiddush that's kefil. Why is a chiddush kefil? Did you go out to the house, sneak in and steal it? No. You know a gazlan doesn't have kefil? Not everyone steals something, only a ganav. This is not even a ganav or a gazlan. Someone brought it to his house on his own volition. That's why it's a chiddush. But if tainus ganav pays kefil, so here if the edim can't pay kefil, hoydim atzmai, here's the case of moedim knas. You pay Karim Chaim Shalom if you hide the Atzma before Edom came. Before Edom came, you Maida, Masham Karim Chaim Shalom. You know why? Because there is no Kefal because you are Maida. And the truth is, in the case where you pay Kefal, you don't pay Chaim Shalom either. You don't pay Chaim Shalom. It goes two ways. You only pay Karim Chaim Shalom and you don't pay Kefal. Omar Le'echad Beshuk, Heichon Shari. Someone goes up to a guy in the street. This is really not a shomer. It's not a guy in the street. Heichon Shari. Where's my shar? You stole it. Shaganafta. You stole my shar. Where is it? Who am I like enough? He says, I never stole it. But Edom is a shagambu. And Edom say they stole it. Mashalam shumah kefal. Tavach omachar. If he shechted it or sold it. Mashalam shumah baba chamish. Pay 4 or 5. If it's a shar or a seh. Ra Edom shumah shabam. The guy sees Edom coming. He knows he's in trouble. Amar ganafti. He says, I stole it. But I didn't shecht or sell it. Einam Hashem al Karen. You only pay Karen. The reason is, even if Edom come and say he did sell it and or shecht it, he does not pay Arvach Misha. Why not? Since he was Moida B'Knas, he can't pay Kefal. If he can't pay Kefal, he can't pay Tashlume above a Chamisha. We had this before, this idea, that he can't pay Tashlume above a Chamisha, because the halacha is Tashlume above a Chamisha, v'lo Tashlume Shloisha V'Arba. And since there's no Kefal, so there is no Tashlume above a Chamisha. So that is the halachas of Shoy Mechinam that we have in the Mishnah. Now we have to move on to a Shoyal or a Shoy Mesachah.